This is an All Ears English bonus episode, how to carry yourself with confidence at work. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. The famous saying goes like this: dress for the job you want, not the job you have. Today, we'll talk about the concept of work attire and what it means for your career, plus how to ask questions about what to wear at the workplace.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Michelle, how you doing today? I'm excited to be here on video. Today's episode is a bonus and it's on video. So guys, check it out on YouTube if you want to see us on the camera. And we're also here on the podcast as well.
That's right. Oh, I'm excited to be here too. Lindsay, we're going to talk about something super fun today. Super interesting.
Yeah, this is good stuff. You know, dress for success, right, Michelle? What comes to mind when you hear that phrase, right? Dress for success.
Yeah, dress for success. Yeah, I feel like I always heard that as a kid growing up, right? Like, I don't know, like that you have to wear the proper attire, everything like that. But one of the quotes that I feel like I hear all the time, and I don't know what I think about it, we'll try to talk about it today, is dress for the job you want, not the job you have. Have you heard that, Lindsay?
Ooh, I have heard that before. Yeah. This makes me think of, I want to up-level my life, up-level my career. And so I will dress a little bit better than your typical person would in that position. That's what it means to me. What does it mean to you, Michelle?
Yeah, I think that's basically what it is that I agree. I mean, I don't know where this comes from. It's just something I've heard all the time. So guys, I'm not exactly sure where this quote is from, but it's just said all the time. I feel like it's just like a part of society now. So, I mean, this makes me think of, do you want to hear a story?
Yeah, I heard you used to be a waitress. So I feel like this is probably about your waitressing days, Michelle. Is that it what is. We're talking about?
Okay. So, okay. I'll make a long story short. I had a job interview I think it was between high school and college. No, maybe whatever. Something around that time. Okay. And two of my friends worked at, it's a very large department store, and I really wanted to work there too.
Okay.
And I had the interview and I went in with my business suit. This is actually a sad story. I went in with my business suit, and it has a happy ending. And as soon as I get in there, it was just going to be for a summer thing. And they said, oh, you're just looking for a summer job? We're not hiring any more summer employees. And I was sitting there in my business suit. Okay. And she said, well, what do you, and I was like, no, I'm, because it was far from my college. It really had to be summer.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I can't do that. And she's like, well, if you want, I can still do the interview with you. But like, it's, you know, so I said, okay, let's still do the interview, because I felt like, okay, it's good practice. But I did the entire interview with tears in my eyes.
Oh, no.
So that's the sad part. After I got out, I was so upset, and I said, my mom said, well, why don't you, I was going because there was another store my other friend worked at, and she said, why don't you go to that shopping center?
Okay.
And I said, okay. And she said, well, why don't you, instead of just going to that one, just go to every single business in that center and just get an application.
Okay.
And I went to every business and I got applications, and I went in my business suit to the restaurant where I ended up waitressing. And they said, oh, we'll give you an interview on the spot. And they said to them saying, wow, we're so impressed that you wore a business suit to a restaurant interview. And I got hired on the spot. And it turned out it was like one of my favorite college jobs. So,
that's awesome. I love it. I love it.
So that's what this kind of made me think of. So it was a happy ending.
So the moral of the story is what, Michelle, dress for the job you want, right? Dress up a little bit more than you think you should. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Is that
I mean, especially for an interview. I mean, yeah, let's talk about this a little bit more. I mean, I think, should you always dress up in an interview, Lindsay?
I think you should always err on the side of dressing better than worse, right? Like the worst thing is to be underdressed. And I've actually made the mistake of being underdressed for a wedding. Oh my God, the worst thing to ever do. Today we're not talking about weddings, but I didn't realize that everyone was in. It was like an informal wedding, a backyard barbecue type deal, right? Uh-huh. And I was told that there wasn't a ceremony, so I was dressed more for a backyard barbecue than a wedding. And it was bad, but it's so embarrassing that moment when you walk in and you just feel like you're going to be so judged because it's true. We do get judged by what we're wearing. It's so true, Michelle. Right. Yeah.
It is true. I mean, so I would say like for an interview, I mean, even if you know it's a casual company, I always say there's nothing wrong with dressing a little bit more formal. So I think it is a good idea. Like I think even for All Ears English, I think because I did a video and I think I wore a blazer in the video. Like, you want to show that you're serious, even if you might feel a little silly, even if you know that's not how they dress. That's my opinion. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, what do you really have to lose, right? You have so much more to lose if you're underdressed than overdressed. Yeah, especially in the business world. So this is really good. And I mean, why are we talking about this today in this bonus episode, Michelle?
Guys, because it's business and being successful in business, it's not only about what you say or what you do. It's also about this impression, this overall impression that you give to people. And your style, how you dress, that, you know, really shows how you know to put yourself together, and it can show confidence, everything like this. So, I mean, I also think that it's a good idea to dress up on the first day of a job. Mm-hmm. And then I think, I don't know. Okay, let me just say, just for the job you want, not the job you have. Do I agree with this? Sometimes I think you might look silly, honestly. I mean, I'll just say it. I don't know that this is always the quote to go by. What do you think?
So are you saying, you're saying now, once you have the job on the day-to-day, not the interview. So we're talking about the day-to-day once you've got the job and you're showing up.
I don't know, like that expression, I don't know if it's specifically about an interview or I think it's just about all the time. But I don't think there are certain, I don't know, like, I mean, there are certain obvious things, like if you want to be like a doctor and you're a waitress and you dress like a doctor, like that's not going to work.
But yeah.
I just think that sometimes I think that there is something to be said about like going overboard and doing too much. What do you think?
Yeah. Because you want to, we want to be able to kind of fit in with the company culture. And I think we have to find the balance. Like we want to be careful. Yeah. Like for example, if it's okay to wear maybe jeans and a blazer, let's say your company jeans and a blazer are great. You want to make sure you're wearing nicer jeans, not jeans with holes in them. Make sure your shoes don't have holes. Or don't look scuffed up, right? That expression, Michelle, for our listeners, scuffed up. What does that mean?
It's kind of like, well, I think of on shoes, like when they have like marks on them, right?
Yeah, exactly. So there are little things. Maybe you're wearing heels and jeans and a blazer. There are little things we can do to dress up and have a basic casual look, but upscale it a little bit, right? Bring it up, level it up just a little bit. But I think there is something, Michelle, to fitting in with the work culture, being appropriate.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I think if you're just always going to dress completely different from everybody else, I mean, but again, I totally agree with you. I think, you know, there's different fancy, but then there's also different, like a little something unique that shows you put in a little extra effort just to your style. Maybe for a guy, maybe you wear, or for a girl, if you wear a cool tie or, you know, or whatever it is, or a nice headband or just, you know, the cool shoes. And, you know, you can still kind of show your personality and show, okay, I'm confident. So just for the job you want, not the job you have, doesn't necessarily have to mean like in fanciness. I think it's just this showing you have confidence and you care.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, in the end, really, it's about how you carry yourself, right? Yep. It's about, yep. So for me, when I wear a nice blazer, I feel good. I carry myself a little better because I feel more self-respect. So guys, we know that you guys are achievers. You have goals in your career. We know that English really impacts your career in a huge way, right? And we're going to be talking about our careers more and more on All Ears English, a little bit more, right, Michelle? So, you know, wearing something that makes you feel good and confident, hold your head up, put your shoulders back, could make all the difference actually in your performance and your communication with your colleagues, right, Michelle?
Right. Oh, yeah, I totally agree. You just want to have that feeling of confidence, of positivity. And I mean, I know it. Like, I mean, to be honest, like earlier today, I just kind of felt like a little like blah. And then, I mean, not that I'm so dressed up, but like I did my hair a little bit. And then like, and then I immediately felt better. Like there is something to that. And so you want to put yourself forward in the best way possible at work. You want to carry yourself well, as Lindsay said. I mean, and you can always, you know, observe the company culture. And if you're not sure, guys, if you're not sure if something is okay, you could ask a colleague. Like Lindsay, what's something so that what could you could say to a colleague?
Okay, we're going to give you guys a couple of quick things that you can say, and then we're going to let you know where to go to take a really cool little business quiz. All right. So here we go. So the first thing we can say is, hey, what do most people wear to work? That's very broad, general, and easy and open. Right, Michelle?
Exactly. Exactly. Or you could say, is it okay to wear jeans to work? Right. Yeah. You could be more specific.
Mm-hmm. Or are there casual Fridays? Right. Yeah. Are there, because it's plural. Many companies, at least in the US, do have like a casual Friday, or summer Fridays, especially during the summer, tend to be more casual. So find out if that is there, because you do want to match that cultural norm as well. Right, Michelle?
Exactly. Exactly. Oh my gosh. So there's nothing wrong with asking. Observe what people are doing around you and try and find that special little style for yourself. But Lindsay, oh my gosh, what do we want to let our listeners know about now?
Yeah, Michelle, guys, go over to allearsenglish.com/work quiz. We have a special quiz for you. Students are loving this quiz. And we know that you guys are, you're global professionals, right? You are focused on your work. So the way to find out what your business English level is to go to allearsenglish.com/work quiz and take this simple little quiz. So good, Michelle.
Definitely. Oh my gosh. Guys, that is what you need to do right now. So head on over there.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thanks for hanging out and talking business today, Michelle. Good stuff.
Thank you, Lindsay. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.